Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we will be interviewing the iconic and irresistible Ian Buchanan. Ian is known for his role on The Bold and the Beautiful and more recently on Days as the sweepy Ian McAllister. In August, General Hospital fans were thrilled to see Ian reprise his role as Duke Lavery. So please call in to talk to Ian at 914-338-1239 or join us in the chat room with your questions. I'm Mary Ann and I'd like to introduce my co-host tonight. Anna.
Hello.
Hello.
And we have Rose.
Hey there.
Hello. Who's that?
And, oh, and there's Ian.
There's
hello, Ian.
Voice.
You made it. Yes. Hello, Ian. A big clan Micucci of Lavery. Welcome to you.
Nice to hear that. I haven't actually heard those words spoken. I've only ever read them. Oh, great.
You only ever read them, yes. Well, I'm glad. I'm so excited to have you on the show tonight.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I'm excited to be here. Perfect.
That's great.
We're all wearing our new Micucci tartans with nothing underneath.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I should say the same, but actually.
Oh, cool. So can you explain to everybody a little bit what about the tartan and what each thing meant?
Each thing on the tartan meant?
Yeah, that was really sweet for you to do.
Explain like how, like what?
Like what it like. You I can't exactly remember, but you said like each color meant something.
The violet is or the purple is like is for the heart and for Heather.
Okay. Aww. Right.
Yellow for
the
sun. I think white for purity. Although we can't include you girls in that. But
what
that's
were
all right.
You thinking on that
well,
one?
That's a stretch there, Ian.
Yeah,
okay.
There are some people out there we can include in that. So.
Okay.
And black. I think one little stripe of black was for bad boy, little bad boy.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Okay.
That would
you
be
you had loyalty
me.
In there, too.
That
would
be you.
You had loyalty in there, too. Somewhere.
I had loyalty in there, absolutely. Absolutely, very important to me.
Yes. Yes, that was very nice, kind of blending the two, you know, your fans from Days, your fans from General Hospital, like
I
together.
I was hoping so, and I think, I mean, I'm sort of was like hoping that everybody would come together, and, you know, it's...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a lot of, and I think I heard this on another interview that you did, that you had a lot of Days fans come over to General Hospital, and it was noticed.
Yeah.
I mean, did they notice it there, like the powers that be actually... took notice of that?
I'm not so sure.
No.
I think maybe they kind of, there was like a slight shift in the whole axis that they may have recognized that. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Who else is there? Who's there with you, Marianne?
Oh, yes. Anna's here.
Oh, Anna. Hello.
Anna.
Hello.
Yeah, I was kind of saying that at the end when you jumped in, and Rose is here.
Oh, wow. Hello, Rose. How are you?
Hi,
yeah, you know both of them all.
Well, brilliant. How great. You're all here together. How wonderful.
Well, and Ian, this is Anna. I just wanted to say I had watched you in the 80s. You know, I'd been a GH fan in the beginning, like with, not in the beginning. I wasn't born at that point. But you know, just the... for most of the 80s, I'd say, but definitely a Duke and Anna fan. And then I stopped watching GH after that. and didn't watch until, I mean, I sort of kept up with some of the characters and knew, like, some of the names and faces and stuff, but I had not watched regularly until you returned. And I admit I'm about a week and a half behind right now. It's all on my TiVo. But
I have been
loving, absolutely loving. In fact, we've now, at this point, we do our weekly Diva of Duel show on
mm-hmm.
Saturday nights where we talk. Mm-hmm. And we basically call it the Diva of Duel and GH now.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
we spend half the time talking about GH.
Yeah,
I think I love my friends over there at Duel, but I think I'm really kind of loving my place more at GH.
It's kind of hard, you know, it's not hard to understand why. I mean, they're giving you great screen time. And I think they totally did it right with the return. I mean, they had you guys on a lot. They've had you guys, you know, on a lot. But what I've noticed is that, like, originally when I first started watching it again, I was like, I'm only watching Anna and Duke. I'm only watching Fennell and Ian, you know. And I was like, oh, that's right. I love Jane Elliott and Leslie Charles.
No,
they
interconnect everything, which is so brilliant.
Absolutely.
Which is just kind of like,
just...
it's a great ensemble. And also, you can't just watch, like, Anna and Duke, or you can't just watch... You kind of
exactly.
I'm getting caught up in all the other stories, and
yeah,
I love how
I
use
mean,
all the characters
yeah,
and
I,
a lot
probably,
of the veteran actors too.
Yeah.
Like
yes.
That.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree totally. I think it's like they're doing like a wonderful job of the pacing. I think is great, and just I mean I just think it's like you every single story interconnects with another, which I think is really clever
yes.
storytelling. And it's something
yes.
I think that the great masters of like Paul Roche did that, Gloria Monty did
mm-hmm.
that. It's what the great masters of daytime dramas, soap opera, that's what they did.
They're doing it right. And, I mean, of course, they've got an amazing cast in Ewan, Fanola, and all the other, you know, they've got a great cast to work with. But I just wanted to say how much if anybody's listening out there, they're doing a great job with that. You guys are amazing. And it's totally, let's just put it this way, I have a lot more on my DVR of Days right now than I do of GH. I can hardly wait to watch GH, you know. So it's really, I mean, to pull me back in after 20-something years, that's something, you know. So I just
wanted to let
you know how much we love it. And we really do. We spend about half of our podcast talking about GH and the other half talking about Duel. So anyway, so congratulations.
Yeah.
You guys have done a great job.
Thank you.
And I'm a first-time viewer of General Hospital. I had never watched it before until you went there.
Well,
so
you were a virgin until me, Marianne.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Now, I actually did watch it back during the Duke and Anna days of early, way back, yeah. I used to race home and watch it from school, and I watched it, you know, back in those days, and then I did drift away from it for a while, just like Anna, and I'm back. They've done some great stuff recently, so.
Yeah, I agree. I think
they've
done a wonderful job.
They got me hooked again. They brought me back.
Well, good, and you have to stay.
Oh, definitely.
If you stay,
yeah.
We're not going anywhere. If you're going to stay,
I think he's going to be staying for a while.
Oh, yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I have to say, the other night when you had the old dog new trick chat.
Yeah.
Trish and I had a question that we called air that they read, and then I had written one about. Phase on in there. That face on, face off is still cracking me up. That comment.
How much of a challenge was that to play?
To play
Duke and then,
phase on playing Duke?
Yeah, playing Duke, but then playing Duke with phase on.
Really, I think that the most challenging part was I was not to connect totally with Fanola when we were like doing our stuff together.
Right.
Was, for me, the most challenging part was there was always like a little, like, you know, there were like two elements were missing.
Yes.
And of course, Anna as the character kind of recognized that, but like Finola, as my friend, was like, "You're so creepy. Why are you so creepy?" And I was like, I have to be like a little creepy right now. I have to be a little creepy. It
you
was
do
a
creepy
little
so
creepy.
Well.
It was like very hard. It was very, very hard.
Yeah.
It was very, very hard for her, she and I, not to be totally open and honest and
yeah.
just do whatever Duke and Anna do, like whatever, you know, whatever that magical, like make the magic with that. There was like a one thing or two things were missing. There was like a two
yes.
filters that were right there, which
yes.
made it very, very hard. Made it very hard for me, and also I think a little bit for her.
Yeah, and you just express so much just with your eyes, without even having to say anything. Like, you know.
Well, as Duke, I think yes, but I think maybe what was missing with the whole like Faison as Duke was the mm-hmm. sweetness that Duke had around Anna.
Yes, right.
He had a great
yes.
like sweetness, and Duke was like
yes.
a puppy dog around Anna. He was always like
yes.
a puppy dog, no matter how much power he had. No matter how much strength he had of control around Anna, he was like a puppy dog. He would have just run around and just like rolled around the floor for her. And when Duke
yeah.
was playing Faison, he didn't have that because he had this determination and this agenda that was so like not Duke, but I think
right.
the real Duke had obviously lied to Faison and said, like, you know, be aggressive, go after her, just like, you know, completely, which was...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know the Duke and Anna fans were, they just did not want, you know, Faison as Duke to get together with Anna. They just
well,
did not
they
want
didn't.
That to happen. And they didn't. Yeah. No, they didn't.
They didn't.
I know, they didn't, but they were coming close, and I know they were all worried.
They were becoming very,
that was something
very
they were worried
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the timing of the reveal of Duke being at the hospital and everything, you know, that was also perfect because then it's that builds up that urgency for the real Duke to come back and, you know, just, I don't know, they've just done a phenomenal job.
They have done, like, the most amazing, I think Gloria Monty would have done a job almost as good, but I think, like, Frank and Ron have done, like, an absolutely superb job. I think
yeah.
this is the kind of job Gloria Monty would have done, and she would have done it, but it would have taken a year.
Yeah, that's true.
It would have taken a year. It would have taken like a whole year of kind of like, you know, cut to like Duke tied up in the bed. And it would have taken like
yeah.
a lot because things were
repetitive.
Yeah, things were then kind of, it took a much longer time to play out story. And now people kind of want to be, they want like the answers and they want everything to be like, you know, a little quicker, But I think Frank Valentini and Ron Calaveri have done like a most remarkable job in the pacing,
yes.
given like where
yes.
we are now, and telling the story. I think they've done an absolutely remarkable job.
I agree.
Story
totally
telling.
They did. It's perfect pacing as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and we have something to compare it against. That is not
yeah.
perfect pacing.
Oh, yeah. Sadly.
And, I mean, we're all fans of Days, don't get me wrong. And Kian
yeah.
fans misses you, just so you know.
I know. You know,
yeah,
I
we loved
I,
you
I,
there,
I,
too.
I watched today.
But
for
we're
a
really
bit.
Loving you on GH.
Huh?
We're really loving you on GH, though.
Oh
you
loved
you
on Days.
Did they play Friday's show that didn't get aired? Was it the one with Lauren and or Kate and Daniel?
Yes, I saw that. I watched that today, actually. I was at the gym and I watched a little bit of that.
Aww.
Yeah, it was
so,
good. It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
It was very good, and
well,
I loved seeing her. I mean,
Lauren was
good. Listen, Lauren Coslow should be on television every single day, is my feeling.
Exactly.
That is my
feeling. Totally
she's so watchable. She's so compelling. She knows how to tell stories. She should be on television every single day. The fact that she's
absolutely.
Not, then... Yeah, I don't know what to say about that, but
I agree. We all
I
agree.
Don't think any of us know what to do about what to say about that. We all agree she should be on all the time.
Yeah, totally. She's like completely. It's like I would if I watched that show now, I would be watching, looking for her.
Mm-hmm. And that's why and that's why there are so many episodes on my DVR.
Right.
We've only been on a few episodes in the last few months, so it's been a dry spell. It's been a dry spell for Kate.
Oh.
But anyway, things will be looking up soon. But it's been
hard. I hope so. I mean, from your mouth to Ken Corday's ears.
Something.
He has ears, I believe.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
I'm not sure. I don't know if he uses them.
Not
but.
The fans, because he doesn't listen to the fans, that's for sure.
Oh, well.
Also, today was the where Anna found Duke today.
Mm-hmm.
On today's show.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of ended, we don't know, as they went into the room, don't know, is Robin there? You know.
Right.
What happened to Scorpio? So I know you can't say anything, but we're kind of a cliffhanger today, a little bit.
Well, it should have been
where
Friday,
we are
show,
now.
But unfortunately,
yeah, it would have been Friday.
But unfortunately,
yeah. Friday, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, honestly,
I think it made like a very good Monday show.
It did.
Yeah, but every episode seems to be a cliffhanger. That's one of the things that GH really has going right now.
Yeah, I know. They're like really. It's like I had a conversation with. Was talking to somebody a little earlier, and I said, you know, it used to be like every 3 months we had a cliffhanger. Every 3 months you'd get to like a point that was like really like highly charged emotionally, and you really had to just step up to the edge of the cliff and agree with the person you were with, like whether it be Finola or like let's step off the cliff together, let's take a chance. Now we have to. We do it like on for a Wednesday and for a Friday. It's like it's so mad, but very exciting. I mean, very very exciting for me as an actor because I kind of went into work last week and I was like, well, the story's over, so now we get to kind of stroll through, kind of like, and we got on set, Finola and I, and Frank was there and he was like, no, you have to make this, you have to make it that. And I was like, aren't we kind of like on a little like. Kind of a hiatus. He's like, no, there is no hiatus. You got to raise the stakes. You got to make it. And it's like, wow. Wow.
You always have a lot of homework.
Watching.
Yeah.
Like a lot of homework. We have a lot of homework.
You always say you have a lot of homework to do.
Yes.
So, well, I think we have a lot of callers. Would you like to take some callers from all your fans?
I'd love that. As long as the people are there.
All right, then. All right, then.
We have a lot lined up.
Yeah, your first caller is going to be Teresa. Okay, Ian? Here we go.
Hey, Teresa.
Teresa.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
How are you? This is Teresa Matzik. I'm talked to you on Twitter sometimes.
Okay, yeah, of course.
And,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Just wanted to let you know, you guys were just talking about the air shows today, and you really were fantastic, just a switch from not a Teresa Faison. You looked and acted just like the old Duke that we remember.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you saw that.
Yes, it was very noticeable. What I wanted to ask you is I recently read in Soaps and Ducks that you had talked with Frank and Ron about making sure that there was a payoff for the Duke and Anna fans.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, that was fabulous. Thank you so much for doing that. But I was wondering if you have a lot of those conversations with them about what the future is for your storyline and adding things to it. I just feel like there's so much story to tell for Duke and Anna in the future, and hoping you're going to be around for a while to tell those stories.
I hope so too, but I don't have those conversations. I usually I've learned how to pick my battles. And learned how to not ask for too much, but things that are like vitally important, I will maybe, if I don't ask, I will make it very clear that it's what I would like. But it's kind of if I were to ask for everything, I would ask for, there are so many things. I would like to ask for an explanation as to why Duke gave in to Faison, like, whether easily or whether, like, was it difficult to share, like, his life and his memories? Or was that just, like, I mean, there are so many things I'd like to ask, but I kind of trust I kind of trust Ron, and I trust Frank when we get on the floor, and I trust the way they tell the story and the way they. There are some things I've kind of felt like, oh, you know, I should like interfere here, and I haven't, and then I've been very glad that I didn't, because it's the way I feel about that is there's not so much. There aren't so many times we get to interfere in life. We can, like, you know, stop in our life and say, like, well, this should be different. But we have no control over that. So I quite like having no control. But there are certain, if I can maybe steer something or maybe perhaps guide something in the best possible way, in a way that maybe not be self-serving for me, but maybe more kind of in a way of making the story better, then yes, I will.
Well, I think that we do a lot of, I mean, the past writing for GH was not the best for some of the vets that returned, but I think that I agree with you that Ron and Frank have been doing a really good job, and I mean, they brought you back after 23 years, so.
Yeah, I know, yeah, so great.
But yeah, I think we all definitely want to know what Duke has been through, so I do hope that's in the works.
I would kind of like that too, like quietly, I would like that. I'd like to know like kind of why he even acquiesced or gave in to whatever his own. I mean, I think maybe whatever was happening in the Turkish prison, I think whatever Faison offered maybe have been obviously something like a little better, but I don't know why Duke kind of gave in to Faison. So I think
Duke had never met Faison, so he didn't
know.
No,
he never had. He never had.
Yeah.
And he wasn't aware of, like, Faison's obsession. And so we'll see. I mean, I'd like if they told that, but we'll see. And maybe, I mean, maybe done in, like, one sentence, maybe.
Well, I hope that you will be around for a while to tell.
Thank you. I'd like that, too. I'd like that, too. And I would certainly, like, I would like that. That would be my kind of great wish. So we'll see. Thank you.
I think the response shows that that's what the audience would want right now, too. So.
Well, thank you, Teresa.
Yes, Teresa.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Teresa.
Have a wonderful holiday.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you, too.
I think she speaks for most of us, really. That's really what we want. More callers.
Yes, more and more story for Duke. Yeah.
Okay. More calls.
Yeah.
We've got Sabina.
Sabina. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Sabina.
I wanted to say hi, and I got to tell you, I've been so busy and so tired that I have not been a good little Makuuchi clan labor-y member. I have
Shame
not been
you.
Watching.
Shame on you.
I will fix that. I feel like I've missed a lot. And
Shame
see,
on
I'm
you.
First
like,
time. I know.
You're
I know.
In trouble
you
now.
What is more important? You tell me.
I totally understand. Well, I have been working a lot. It's the holiday season, and I work two retail jobs, and I've been putting in a lot of hours at the portrait studio I work at. So,
okay.
Please give me a little slack. Anyway,
okay.
I promise
okay.
I will try
I understand,
to get back to it at the beginning of the year. because I really did enjoy, I did start to watch it, and it is new to me because I've never watched GH in my life. Days of Our Lives has been the only soap I've ever watched, so it's still a little bit difficult to try to catch on to these storylines that I have no idea what's going on
right.
prior to now. But I do enjoy watching your play these great roles, so I definitely want to try to get back there after the beginning of the year when I slow down and, you know, I don't have to work as much, but I just wanted to say hi, and I'm looking forward to, in April, I actually get to meet Lauren Coslow, so.
Oh, wow, are you serious? I hope I get to see her before April, too. Maybe I'll come back.
Well, she's going to be at the Days Charity event here in Atlanta, where I live. So,
oh, okay.
And, she's going to be there, and James Scott. So I'm really excited.
Brilliant. I love them both.
There's seven total. So.
Hmm.
Yes, there's seven total from Days. I just.
Oh, brilliant! Brilliant.
So,
I love Lauren
Cosgrove.
Lauren Cosgrove is like one of my all-time favorites.
Yes, she's wonderful. I've grown to love her even more, and she's so sweet on Twitter. And I don't know if you've seen my new Twitter, Abby, but try to take a look before it comes down. I'm going to keep it till the end of the year. It's
what
actually
is?
Lauren Cosgrove as Santa Claus, or
oh, okay.
Santa Claus.
Right, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant, Sabine. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and again, great
to,
job.
Now try to catch up and watch a little General Hospital, then you know, we can like be on like the same page.
Yes, I promise, and then I can tweet you, and I'll let you know when I'm doing that. And
do,
you can let
please
me know.
Do.
You can help me, guide me through it, hopefully.
I will.
And I definitely I love the tartan that you created. That was
oh,
beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sabina. Merry Christmas to you, and have a wonderful holiday.
Happy holidays to you, and the very happiest of New Year's to you and your family. And
Thank you.
I could come to Atlanta, I certainly would, because I don't think I'll get to see Lauren Cosgrove unless I do something extreme like that. I have no idea where else I'm going to see her.
Awesome. Well, try it. I don't know. That'd be awesome, because I'd love to meet you as well.
All right. Thank you, Sabina.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye, Sabina.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I wanted to throw this out there real quick. You've got, I believe I'm pronouncing it right, Scotia is in the chat room.
Scotia.
Say hello,
Scotia.
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 Mm-hmm.
Scotia.
And
you know Scotia.
We've actually got several people in here. There's a lot of people in here saying hi to you. And they're back to GH. And Scotia's yelling that she loves you, Ian.
Oh, well, she loves that enough for her.
Now we're to call in.
Yeah, call
did
in, Scotia.
Did you call in?
I don't think so.
Well, she's full of love but can't pick up the phone. Oh, well.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
She needs
in
to
trouble
pick
with
up that
Ian.
Phone. She's saying she doesn't want to hog your time, but she's not hogging time. Call in.
She's
a naughty
hooch.
She's a naughty hooch.
She's a naughty hooch.
Yeah.
A naughty
yeah.
one. She didn't call in on us. She's still got time. You can call in. Carrie's throwing out that phone number, Scotia. And then we've got,
Scotia's playing hard to get. Not like her.
She's playing hard to get.
Not like her.
She says she's calling, Ian. She's calling.
Right.
She wanted you to beg, Ian. She wanted you to beg.
Okay.
Now what do we have to do to we'll see.
Yeah,
we
it's what
well,
there
you
have
me there. You don't have to do anything. I'm here.
That's right.
We already got you.
I got Ian already, right, Ian?
I'm already in your living room. I'm already in your living room. Why do I need to be bad?
Okay, we've got one other person here in the chat room that keeps yelling at. I don't know her name. It's RHDA. Does anybody know that name?
What is it?
Coming Radio.
RHDA 83860.
Is that Michelle?
Michelle, you got it. You got it. You
it
got
is
it,
Michelle,
Marianne.
Yeah.
Is that Michelle?
Michelle. Yep, it's Michelle. She's been yelling out there that she loves you too and saying hi, and she needs to call in too.
Hi, Michelle.
Aww.
And so she's in the chat room there with you, and she wanted to give you a shout out too. So.
Oh, brilliant!
I wanted to.
Thank you.
So let's go ahead. We've got Angela would be up next. So here you go.
Angela.
Hi, Ian. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very nice to speak with you again.
Nice to speak to you also. How are you where you are? How's the weather?
Oh, very cold and rainy. So we're hoping for a little bit of a break tomorrow. Great show on GH. Again this week. It's just really exciting every day, and I was going to ask you, obviously we, you know, a lot of us are still watching Days, but, yeah, I've watched General Hospital off and on for about 30 years. I didn't watch a whole lot in the 90s, but I've been watching pretty regularly since about 2002 or 2003. But I was curious as far as just the differences with Days and General Hospital, for example. The biggest difference between Days and any of the other shows right now is just the amount of time in advance the story is written.
Right.
Curious about if you could kind of contrast a little bit about, you know, how quickly do you receive your scripts in advance for General Hospital play versus when you were on Days, and is there any difference there just in terms of preparation and so forth, especially when you're filming so far in advance? And I don't know, again, if you ever have to, when you were filming on Days so far in advance, did you ever have to go back and film some things in between? So in case maybe they were tracking to the audience, which I think we all, as Days fans right now, are concerned that they're not, but if they were, you know, were there times when you would go back and film something in between, you know?
Right.
And
it's interesting. Days are actually, I think, like 3 months ahead.
3 months.
Yeah.
But
3 months.
You also, but we also only got the scripts maybe like 4 or 5 days ahead. On General Hospital, we're like 2 weeks ahead. We still got the scripts like 4 or 5 days ahead of the shoot date. I think on General Hospital, they're more inclined to, because they're closer to the air date, they're more inclined to make adjustments.
Right.
More inclined to kind of leap in sometimes 2 days before like airing a show, which I think is like, you know, it airs in Canada 1 day before. But they're actually more inclined to jump in and, like, change direction of something. I think on Days, because it's like 3 months ahead, it's kind of everything is locked in, and it makes it, like, a little more difficult. But General Hospital is pretty much the closest to, I would say, like, I'd say live or flying by the seat of your pants, I think, that I have. I think Bold and Beautiful was, I think at one point we were always just like 2 weeks out, so.
Well, I know we've talked about this before on our weekly show, and like Angela is definitely, but when we've talked with, you know, has agreed with this, we think that that could be like the death knell for Days if they don't change some things. But that 3 months, you know, in advance taping, although it allows them to save some money in some ways because they can shut the studio down more and stuff, I think that's the reasoning behind it. But we've all come to the conclusion quite a while back, actually, that it doesn't give them the ability to adapt like it does.
No, exactly. It doesn't give them. You can't like switch. You can't like switch on a dime, which I think is really important.
Right.
When you're doing.
Well,
when you.
Yeah, and plus your audience knows. Okay, we already know if we've got a sucky storyline right now, we're going to have it for another 3 months at least.
You're going to be stuck with it. You see, the thing with General Hospital is they don't like it. If something doesn't work, they switch it like very quickly, very, very quickly. And I kind of like the way like Days like works, and it's nice to be like so far ahead. But the way times are right now, the way things like change and people like taste change, and you have to be able to like shift like very, very quickly. You have to be able to, if something doesn't work, you got to pull it and switch direction and shift focus. And everybody, like, has to be kind of, like, on board with that and be capable of that. And I kind of like that with GH. I like that. I liked, you know, my whole introduction. I liked sneaking into the studio. Nobody knew I was going to be there. Doing, like, a shot that came out on television, like, 1 week later. I love that. I love that. I think it makes television very exciting. It makes soap opera very exciting because that's the way it should be. It should be. I mean, I guess people like spoilers and stuff, but honestly, as an audience, I don't like spoilers. I personally don't like spoilers. I don't mind kind of an idea of where it's going to go, but I don't want to be told where the story's going to go.
Well, I think it shows.
Yeah, I remember.
If you're really engaged in watching the show and it's compelling every day, then you're not as concerned about seeing a spoiler. At least that's been my experience.
No, totally. If the show is satisfying, you don't require a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
I think of the show like if you don't really. I mean, you kind of. I'd like that. I personally like the whole like cliffhanger. I like the whole anticipation, the whole, like, I like that. I don't, you know.
Do they talk a lot at General Hospital about audience tracking? I mean, is there a discussion, I don't know, with the...
No, never.
Right, no.
Never amongst the actors or never, ever.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job. We're thrilled with you on General Hospital. Miss you on days. And hope
you
have
thank
a very,
you.
Very merry...
Happy holidays. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Angela.
Thank you, Angela.
Oh, yeah. I think this is for much more exciting without the spoilers, like back in the, even back in the 80s.
I think spoilers
when I wasn't
like
online or anything. Yeah.
I think spoilers are like, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's much better just to kind of like if you kind of enjoy a show and kind of I think you kind of want to just be anticipate not
If you know what's going to happen, like why watch it if you already know what's going to happen?
I mean, like the very term like spoilers means it's going to spoil it.
Right.
Why do you want to spoil it?
And it does.
Why do you want to spoil the whole like story? It's like you know.
Well, mm-hmm. I think it was Angela who just said a minute ago, or maybe it was you, that said, you know, if the show is good, then you're not as worried about what the spoilers are. I think sometimes...
No, of course not. I mean, spoilers, maybe you want to, like, kind of, like, maybe, like, check ahead whether the show's going to get better, but if the show's really good, you don't... Really, you should just be
right.
Like... I mean, honestly, like... Like me as an actor, we have no spoilers. I have no idea. Like, between one script and another, we have no spoilers.
Right.
Yeah,
so you have no idea what's coming up for your character.
No, never.
Yeah.
Oh,
never.
And I still remember back in, like, with Tony Geary and, or with Luke and Laura, I remember, you know, I was pretty young back then, but I remember just dying over the weekend during their wedding and all that. So I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, he threw Scotty over the... side of the boat or the yacht or whatever, you know, there's all this drama and I don't remember exactly what it was, but I just remember that was like the longest weekend ever. And I did not have spoilers that I could find out, oh yeah, they're going to get married and live happily ever, you know, or whatever, you know, it's like, you know, that element is a lot of times missing right now. But I think what she said earlier about, you know, if you're enjoying what you're seeing on screen, you're getting that value in the moment. You're not as worried about 2 months from now is my favorite pairing going to get back together, because you're actually enjoying your favorite pairing right now, whether they're in angst mode or if they're actually together or whatever. You know, you're enjoying what you're seeing, so you're not as worried about what's going to come up. You know,
exactly.
I don't know.
Have any more callers?
Speaking of Tony Geary, Michelle in the chat room.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah. Yeah, in the chat room, they were all asking. What? I'm sorry.
Tony calling?
No, we were going to tell you that everybody in the chat room was worried about Tony Geary. But I guess there was a lot of rumors floating around. They were worried. They wanted to make sure he was back. Somebody already said that he's already back. I don't know. You know, they just want to send their love, make sure he's not ill.
He's
dinner. Okay.
He's dinner. I worked with him all last week.
Okay, so that was just one of the things. They were worried he was sick, so that was everybody in the chat room.
All right.
Oh, so, rumors.
Yeah, it's those rumors.
Those rumors.
Those spoilers.
Yeah. Okay, so we got Trisha. Trisha's coming up here.
Hi, Trisha.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you? Good.
I'm good.
Where are you?
I'm doing good.
Where?
Are you guys on Christmas break yet?
Not until Wednesday.
Oh, okay. How long do you get off then?
Until January 7th. I'm not sure. Is that like, maybe like almost 2 weeks.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from maybe, I'm not sure, Wednesday, which is the 19th until January 7th.
Very nice. Are you going anywhere over your break?
I'm actually going to spend Christmas with Susan Flannery and Fanola Hughes and her husband Russell and the children. I'll be there Christmas Eve.
Aww.
And Christmas Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Where else would I go?
You guys have any, like, traditions that you do together? Or do you yourself have any, like, Christmas or holiday traditions?
I think New Year is probably, like, a more of a traditional time for me because I'm Scottish. I'm not so sure Christmas is.
Mm-hmm.
I think New Year for me is like more kind of a, I have New Year traditions.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Do you want to hear them?
Did you use it?
Well, yeah, of course.
And especially they involve being under the host.
Well, I think the host probably comes
and,
maybe
and if
between
I'm hosting.
What?
And kilts are involved, yeah.
Kilts, yes, there can be kilts. There can be kilts involved.
Okay.
For me, like New Year, my biggest tradition is always opening the front door of my home, if I'm there, just before midnight to let the New Year in, and then opening all the windows and to yell and scream the old year out.
Oh,
it's very pagan.
Different. Yeah,
very pagan.
To try that.
So I always do that, no matter where I go, and I always have like a great primal scream about 2 minutes past midnight.
You want to demonstrate that?
The police are called.
No, I wouldn't.
No,
because it's pretty huge.
Okay.
Well, make sure you don't let Anna and Duke out of the window, though. They need to stay in.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, that's a very interesting.
You'd knock
us
off the air,
like
probably,
that.
Huh?
Yeah. I probably would.
Do you do anything back? I mean, does your family back home do any kind of traditions on Christmas or New Year's?
Not Christmas, but New Year. Yeah, they do. They kind of do the same thing. We also have that like very Scottish tradition of having the first person who comes to your front door like after midnight, like carries like a piece of coal, which means like fuel and sustenance for the year. Christmas not so much, but New Year yes is very much a part of our life. Part of our.
What about any special foods?
Special foods.
Food or drinks, yes.
Or drinks.
Shortbread for New Year. I guess whiskey, which is not like a great part of my life, but yeah.
About any favorite cookies or desserts?
Scottish trifle,
ooh,
which
yum.
I make.
Oh, that's
good. I make every New Year. And
oh,
travel
you
with it.
Really?
Yes, I do.
You make it yourself?
I do.
You've got to
And then I travel with it. Like hideous, because it's like a big old bowl of like, you know, Jello and sponge and fruit and custard and whipped cream, and then you like trying to like travel to a party with it, like slopping all over the place. It's like a nightmare, but I do that. I do that every single New Year's Eve. Yeah.
It's so good, though. I miss my grandmother making that. Oh,
do you? Oh, I should like send every. I had the best recipe.
I need it. I need it.
You should tweet it.
It's so good. I'll do
it. Tweet it.
I'll post that.
It's a little longer.
I'll take a picture of my next one, which is like, and I have two. I have the two biggest last trifle bowls, which I swear to goodness. I've had for, like, so many years, and I always think, because you take it to a party, and you leave it, and you say, like, you know, as you leave the party, you go, oh, you know, the trifle bowl's mine. Can you try to get it back to me? And people go, yeah, whatever. I always get my bowls back. I always get.
I've done that so many times. I've taken stuff to the school, like meatballs or something, and I forget
special
to get
dish.
It back.
And you go like, could you, yeah.
Got to go back and get it. Got to.
Well, no, they have to bring it to, no. My rule is you have to bring it to me. I've gone to
work.
I've traveled across town, brought you this great thing. You have to get this back.
Oh, Ian's rule.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was talking about the school.
So what happens if you break the rule, Ian?
What happens if you break the rule?
Nobody has.
Nobody has. Ooh.
Nobody has.
There's
never
always
made
the first
it
time.
That,
yeah,
well,
it's always the first
happen.
Time.
Who knows? You know,
make it for me once.
Huh?
Well, you definitely need to make it. Take
make
a picture
it for
of
me
it,
once.
Post it on. Post on your Facebook page when you make it. So.
I will.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll take a picture and I'll like tweet it. I'll tweet a picture. I always do. Like, it's so funny. And I always say, I'm not going to do it because it's a nightmare to get in the car with a freaking big bowl of like sloppy old like Jello and cream and like custard and go up the hills and the canyon and arrive at a place.
I'm not kidding.
And it's never going to be. And I always do it. And I get
you
there.
You always do it.
People always dive in like it's like,
you don't want.
He's so not getting it. It's so hard to travel with it.
You cannot travel
going,
with a trifle.
Picture
I
you
have
going
said
down
that
Laurel
for years.
Canyon,
you cannot travel with
the
trifle.
Canyon.
But then I do.
Oh, now I'm really curious. I have to.
I just don't have the recipe. My grandmother used to bring it to us, and
I
don't have the recipe.
I will post. I will either post or tweet like the perfect. I have the perfect recipe.
Okay,
awesome.
That's awesome because
I have the perfect Scottish trifle
recipe.
The perfect Scottish trifle recipe.
Awesome.
So
thank you so much, Ian. Thank you.
Yeah. People, I went to my friend had a party like 2 years ago. And it was close to the holidays, and she said, like, can you make trifles? I said, oh, please, really? Like, you live all the way across town. She was like, oh, please. I said, okay, I'll make two. And I went there, and there were, like, lots of people there, and like, she kept introducing me. It's like, oh, here's the person who made the trifle. And is Rennie Witherspoon? Is that her name? The actress.
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon. My friend said to Reese, like, oh, here's my friend Ian. He made the trifle. Reese walked over and she goes, like, I'd like to order, like, four trifles for next Sunday because I'm having a... I said, I'm not like, you think I'm like, I made the trifle, but
the
I'm not
caterer.
A trifle maker. I'm not a trifle maker.
You're going
maker.
To another
that's
whole
not...
line of business, Ian.
Exactly. It was like very, very funny. It's like, honey, I'd make you a trifle any day, but for like a baby shower, you want me to make that? No, I don't.
That was a great tip.
It was really good.
Too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's
oh, my God.
Funny.
Okay. It is. That's funny.
And
okay,
what did she say? You informed her.
What did she say? Well, now she was like, she got really embarrassed. Said, don't be embarrassed. Are you kidding? I'll send you a trifle, but I don't make trifles like for a living. I'm an actor, which means I do kind of make like little trifles for a living. But I'm kind of an actor. I'm not like a trifle maker.
That was funny.
That's when you need to send her the recipe, right, Ian?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Trisha, did you have anything else to ask?
No. Just have a great
holiday.
How
do you holiday. Follow that, huh?
Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Have a great, merry, merry Christmas. A very, very happy, prosperous, and healthy New Year.
Thank
Aww.
You. And you too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See ya. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Aww.
That's so sweet. I do have to have that recipe, though. Okay.
I'll post it. Should I post it on, like, Twitter? I'll post it.
Post it on Facebook, because it's going to be a little long for 140 characters.
Okay, yeah, I'll do it on Facebook.
You have to do a lot of tweets for that.
Yeah.
Then you could post the picture. You could tweet the picture and say, if you want the recipe, go to my Facebook. That way you can get more
Facebook. If you want the recipe, you have to go to Disney. and ask them, and then they have to then, like, okay, like, beg me.
Call Reese Witherspoon.
Call Reese Witherspoon. Oh, my God. I was so embarrassed. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
No.
Like, she's, like, met me and ordered, like, 4 trifles for a baby shower. Seriously? Seriously, you don't, like, know that I'm an actor? You haven't seen me someplace, anywhere? Like, really? Really, Reese?
Next time I have a party, I'm getting in contact with you for that.
I love it.
I guess we need to stop all the laughing and get to the next caller, because we've still got quite a few on hold. Jill's going to be the next one. Here we go.
Oh, cool.
Jill.
Hi, Jill.
I'm here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What are you up to?
Talking to you.
Okay. Apart from that?
I've been listening. Do you see a lot of changes in GH from when you were there last time? Like how fast it goes?
Yeah, I do. I mean, yes, absolutely. But I think that's kind of like across the board, like every single show has like gone that way, but a lot of changes. The thing, like, what's kind of really lovely about GH is there's a wonderful kind of, it has a great sense of who they are and what they are. Like whether it's Jen Elliott or Leslie Charlson or just the show itself, they have a very strong sense, which actually has not changed since Gloria Monty was there. There's a very, very strong, strong sense of just, you know, kind of telling the story, being, like, true to the story. The pace has changed, of course. But GH is like a very kind of, I mean, for me, of course, after 23 years, it's like a very special place for me to go back to, but it's, the one thing that hasn't changed is there's an interesting thing when you step on the stage or step on the set there. It's absolutely, totally the same. It's like every single person wanting to be a part of telling the story. And I love that. I love that. I've been places where that perhaps people have wanted to do that and not been really actually followed through with it. But going back there, that's what they do. And I think that's what they've done like so successfully over like many, many years. So, and I have the same dressing room I had like 23 years ago, which I love. So.
Oh, you have the same dressing room?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gotta be kind of neat.
It's kind of neat. I kind of thought maybe they might give me like a whole like suite of like, you know, 10 rooms and like, you know, hot tubs. No.
Did Vanilla introduce you to her mess and move papers aside so you could sit down when you got there?
You know, so I go to her room, like I harass her like daily.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I get there, it's like kind of, you know, I have my friends. I've Donna Messina. I've sent him a Sony. I have all my friends there. But the person I have to connect with is always Vanilla. So I would, like, go to her room and bang on the door and say, hey, I'm here. And she'd go, like, ugh. She always, like, I hear her, like, sigh, like, ugh. Well, come in. There's nowhere to sit. Come in.
There's nowhere to sit in her room either.
And I say, like, are you living here? Do you, like, leave home? Are you, like, living here? Like, she was like, no, I brought everything in with me. I'm like, really? You brought all of this stuff in with you?
She sounds a little bit like how you describe Lauren's dressing.
I know, those are
totally. They're very, very similar. And that's, of course, why I totally love them both.
Oh, David Bowie.
That's
totally
why I love them both. Like when I got to be around Lauren Coslow, she was not a stranger to me. I had already met, like, you know, somebody who was just exactly as she was. When I came across her, I was like, oh, my God. It's like, you know, she was like, you know, at least Lauren would, like, make a space for you on the sofa. Fanola doesn't. You have to.
She just tells you to sit on whatever you want.
No, you have to move her muffin. You have to take her muffin off the sofa before you can sit down. You have to go like, yeah. You've got to move her muffin before you get comfortable, let me tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, dear.
We'd clear our couches for him for free, and wouldn't we, girls?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I give him half a cushion.
I clear plenty of space.
No, half a cushion so he has to sit next to you.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
That's funny.
We're just having the time of our lives here.
I'm having a very good time, too.
Well,
I'm having a blast.
The kiddie school girls.
Yes, definitely. Well, Jill, did you have any more questions on?
They just announced the date for Fan Club Weekend. Are you planning on going?
You know, absolutely. If I can, I will. And I think... yeah, I think I'd probably try to, like, organize it and plan it and do it, like, properly.
Are you going to do an event there?
You know, yeah, I guess, maybe. I mean, I think,
oh.
Yeah, I think I will, probably. I mean, maybe I'll check with Sonolo, check with Finn, see what she's doing. I'll check with her because, you know, she's, like, got to clear off the space and everything else. And
we just got to clear up room on our couch.
Yeah, I'll check with her.
We can all meet
and,
in her dressing room.
Yeah.
I don't know about
have
you,
an event in there.
I don't know about you girls, but I'd be fine doing it on the floor or whatever. No, I meant no.
Yeah.
I can meet
oh,
it.
I meant sitting. I meant
oh,
sitting.
Great
I don't know what. Get your minds out of the gutter. I was
a Duke of
sitting on the floor.
Yeah, okay.
A DNA event, reunion
yeah,
event.
I think so. I think
yes.
So. I'll talk to her and also
yeah.
Coordinate with Debbie Morris and maybe, let's see, like maybe we'll, I think, yeah, probably do something.
See, because Trisha
that.
Just texted me and said that we'd be happy to help.
Yeah.
That might
okay.
actually get
well,
me to a GH, that might get me to a GH event if you and Sonola had one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to come anywhere near Roswell.
I'll check in with her and see.
Is that the one in July or August? Or
yeah, something? It's the end of July.
Okay. Right.
The last week in 26th, 27th, something like that.
Oh.
Patricia and I are going to be there, so we'd be happy to help you.
Well, great.
There
okay.
you go.
Okay. Well, let me check that out. We'll, like, do that.
Okay, because they have the cast event on Saturday, too.
Okay.
I mean, that's been the whole, well, most of the cast is there.
Is that,
and then the people do individual events, too.
Sportsman's Lodge?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Great.
You and Fanola, you might have to move Fanola, you know, share the seat with Fanola or something.
Oh, I can do that.
Well, they might have
make
a couple chairs.
I just said to make room for him. You know, we were joking
yeah.
about the making
yeah.
room.
Yeah, move her muffin so I can sit down.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at.
And so do you return people's bowls, too, when they bring you things?
Yes, always.
Okay, so I'm in New York, so if I brought you a bowl of something there, that means you have to return it, right?
Yes, I would.
I like the way she thinks.
I like that.
So I'm 3,000 miles away.
You can stop in Pennsylvania on the way, you know.
Yes, you
oh,
will.
No, no,
okay,
on the way
sounds good.
Back. He has to come
back.
To me first.
Yeah.
We're all
going to
show
the
up with big bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Trisha's on the way. Trisha's in Minnesota. You had to fly over it to get to me. So.
Yeah, I would move heaven and earth to return your bowl.
Now you realize you're going to get a bunch of bowls now.
Lots of bowls. Everybody's going to be sending you bowls.
We're going to be. We're serious.
I'm going to spend my whole next year, like, returning bowls to people.
Right. Kansas City. Woo-hoo. Oh, man. We're silly.
Okay. Well, Jill.
Miss Scotia. Did Scotia come on yet?
Hmm?
Is Scotia there? Did she call in?
Yep. She is. We've got several more callers, so... Thank you, Jill. It was a lot of fun.
Thank
okay,
you, Jill.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jill.
Have a wonderful
Bye.
Christmas.
Thanks, Jill.
Bye.
And I just want to give a big, quick shout-out to Jan. She's in the chat room. She doesn't know how long she'll be able to be in there.
Tell her to call in. I just
think
she can.
And she said she can't, so she's just in the chat room listening for right now. And we've got Teresa coming up, though. Here we go.
Hello?
Are you there, Teresa?
Yes, I'm there. Hi,
there you.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm Teresa from Twitter. We met a couple of weeks ago.
Of course we did.
At Present Laughter with Scotia. And Scotia
yeah.
could just wait her
exactly.
turn like everybody
oh,
else. It was hysterical. We had a great time. It was a
oh,
lot
good.
Of fun.
Oh, good. So good seeing you again.
Yeah, it was great. We loved it. I have a couple questions for you. My first question is kind of a follow-up question from a live chat on Twitter. I'd asked you what was the most difficult scene that you had done so far this time
right.
Coming back to GH.
Right.
And you had said that scene was coming up. And that was probably about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And, you know, there's been a lot of stuff, especially like this past week with unveiling Faison and Anna and Duke reuniting today and her telling Duke about Robin. So I was just wondering, have we seen that most challenging scene yet? Or
oh, I think it might have been the melting face, I think.
Yeah.
When they when Tristan got to take like 2 gallons of like vegetable oil and just like toss it all over me.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the most difficult scene of my life. Not emotionally, just like physically, because then I went straight to the airport and got on a flight to go to New York, got on the red eye, having thought I'd like taken a shower and washed the oil off, and got on the plane and took a nap, and then woke up at like, you know, in New York, like at 6 in the morning, with all the oil having dripped down my forehead, totally blind, and my toes were all squelchy.
Well, there's not too many jobs where you get to get vegetable oil thrown on you, so I guess.
Yeah, but
yeah
did,
I think
did
that
you
might
say
be.
You had
I,
did you say you had to get on the flight with the
yeah,
vegetable
I
oil?
Yeah, on a red eye. I left the studio, like from that from the face melting scene. Went to the airport and got on a plane.
So I. Wow, I wonder what the other passengers thought with you covered in vegetable oil.
Yeah, what the people sitting next to me thought?
Yeah.
I think I probably smelled like kind of like Korean barbecue, maybe. I'm not sure. It was like I had jumped in the shower like very quickly and then got on the plane.
Okay.
Can I ask one more question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Go
away.
My other question is, well, I've always been a big, big fan of Fanola's, and when she left General Hospital, I think it was in, what, 91, that's when I stopped watching. And then when she came back, that's when I came back. And you know, I know that you two have been good friends for a really long time. And now that you're working together again and you're spending, you know, so much time together working and, you know, seeing each other also, you know, because you're friends, seeing each other off the screen too. I was just wondering, did that worry you that might put a lot of strain on your friendship, putting, you know, spending so much time together? Or is it just like it was before when you guys were on, you know, 23 years ago?
That's a good question. I think it's not a little different because I think the time we spend together now is like a little, it involves her children and her husband, her family. So I think it's like a little different. Then the time we spent together like socially was just like she and I like running out and like partying and being a little wild, and now we're not so wild, but we're spending kind of really interesting, good, like quality time together.
Family
yeah,
time.
It is. It's kind of, you know, for me, it's like I can't believe like how lucky I am that, you know, 23-24 years later, I get to be around the same person who's always been very important in my life and go to work and do, like, you know, make magic at work and also be very attentive to each other in our personal lives and very important to each other in our personal lives. It's like it's kind of a great lesson for me because, you know, I don't know how often you get to do that in your life, how you get to spend, like, a half your life with having like a very important person that just you come in and out, and it's like it's pretty wonderful for me. So
yeah, it's an awesome friendship.
Yeah, it totally is an awesome friendship, and she's tougher on me than I am on her, I have to say.
She's what?
She's tougher on me than I am on her.
Oh, she is.
Yes, totally.
I'm
all forgiving, all embracing. She's like tough. She's like, where have you been? What is that about? What are you doing? Like, do that. I'm like, really?
I think I remember a long time ago you saying something about you were fine with her being the bossy one in the friendship.
Totally. No, she is the boss. She's the boss.
She sounds a bit cheeky.
Somebody has to be in charge. It might as well be her, not me.
Might as well.
No. She's completely, she is still the boss. Which is great.
Did you watch her show when she was on the Style?
Yes, I did all the time. I'd go there. Like, if I went to New York and she was doing location stuff, I'd go there. If she was in
cool.
LA, I'd go there. I was there all the time.
Oh, I loved her out there. I didn't like that show after she left. I didn't either.
But I also, like, if I had, like, friends who I felt maybe had, like, little issues with maybe the way they looked and stuff, she would totally, I would, like, call her and say, like, can you, like, change this person? And she'd be like, absolutely. And she would do it in a minute.
Does she critique what you wear, too?
That's an interesting question. I wonder, does she? No, I think she's so used to just like, I tell nothing, you know, I wore something the other day and she was like, wow, where's that from? And I was like,
in a good way or a bad way?
Now, you know, I'm not so, now I have to think about it.
I think she might have been trying to tell you something, man.
I don't think so.
Were you wearing stripes with plaid, Ian?
Yeah, you know, I actually, which is kind of, I have a pair of plaid pants I had made.
Oh, no.
The Christmas party on Wednesday, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I had a pair of plaid pants made for the Christmas
party. What color?
They're dark green, and they're not Clan McCoochie of Lavery.
Oh.
But they're similar. They're dark green and black.
Green.
They're very fine white and a yellow stripe. They're very good. I'll take a picture. I'll post it. You'll see.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll take a picture. They're very nice. Very
awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you, Teresa.
Okay. Thank you. And,
Teresa, happy holidays. Much love. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and I wish you, like, the happiest and healthiest and most prosperous of New Year's.
Okay, thank you. I will definitely be there in July if you guys have a fantastic
excellent.
Event.
I'll be there, too.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I had a quick question for you, Ian, with all this talk of friendship and Lauren. If she hasn't done it yet, And did she give you any peacock feathers?
No, she didn't. But I heard all the stories of all the, like, peacocks and the...
Because I have so many peacock feathers that are getting ready to... They need somewhere to go before I get more.
So you don't like peacocks? Is that what you said?
No, I like
peacocks.
No.
Oh.
But Lauren had peacocks, and did her last, like, little brood, like, survive?
I don't know. I've got two babies that survived.
She's had some rough experiences with them. I know that.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think she had any babies survive this year, but I had two that made it this year.
Oh.
So, that's what I was saying, is if she hasn't sent you any peacock feathers yet, I need to find a home for these peacock feathers. A good home.
Okay.
But I've got 33 peacocks. I told you that before.
Oh, my gosh.
And a turkey and, you know, all that other stuff. Anyway, I was just offering peacock feathers to you as a friendship thing.
Oh, so. I'd like that.
Okay. Well, I'll tweet you. Anyway, we've got, let's see. We've got Carrie.
All right, Carrie.
Hi. I'm the other Carrie.
Yeah, how are you? Diva Carrie, the other Carrie.
I'm not Diva Carrie. I'm the other Carrie that chats with you sometimes on Twitter and Facebook.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, I just wanted to say I've watched GH for like 33 years, and it's been so great having you back. And I think Faison is probably the greatest villain ever, and he's done just a phenomenal job picking up on all the mannerisms, and it's just been amazing how you've portrayed him portraying Duke and picking up all the little mannerisms and even the way he walked and the way he shifted his head. So people have watched for a long time noticed, for sure, all the hard work you must have put into that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well,
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I think.
And I was speaking of events. I had a couple questions for you. But the first thing was, I heard you guys talking about Fan Club Weekend, and I was wondering. The last couple of years, I've come out to LA and done the General Hospital Habitat for Humanity build, and they're doing it again this year in February. And I was wondering if you were going to be there.
I haven't heard about it, but I could be there.
Yeah, you should ask Lisa with Cicero, because I think she coordinates
it.
Oh,
okay, I will. I'll ask her.
Yeah, then we can go, like, jackhammer together or something.
I'm not so sure about the jackhammer part, but we could, like...
Is that third? Would that be
weekend
phase or second phase?
Last year, I don't know, I was using a nail gun with Leslie Charles, and the year before I was painting and putting in kitchen cabinets, so it was a lot of fun, but it was an awesome day.
And Leslie puts her eyelashes on with a nail gun, but I will I will definitely talk to Lisa about that. I love her.
Yeah, it was really fun. And the other thing I was going to mention to you is one of my really good friends works at GH, and she sees you every day that you work. And I always tease her that she has just the toughest job in TV in dressing all the men and being on set. My friend Alice, I know.
Oh, I love Alice.
I love Alice. She's so great.
Oh, my gosh. She's so good. I love her. I love Alice. I love having Alice on set. Like, brilliant. I love that.
I know, and isn't it cool she has that gym named after her now?
She
that
does.
That Sunny's little boxing gym. It's, I don't know if you noticed, but it has her last name on it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And the other question I had for you was, when you guys, like, when you get your scripts for your upcoming shows, do you just get your scenes, like, or do you get the whole script and read through everything that's going on?
Only our scenes.
Okay, so you don't really know what everybody
no,
is.
Never,
you know,
never.
What's going
never.
On unless you watch.
Never, ever, ever. I think it's kind of clever. I like it. When I did Twin Peaks, it was the same way. They would only give you... and therefore, there were, like, certain things that you had to kind of be very specific about when you said them, because it meant they were cutting to something else. So, and I like that. I like that. I love it.
Yeah, so do you watch the show every day, or
do
you see what else is going
on?
That's the right answer, right?
Yeah. No, of course I do. Of course I do.
Good.
When I can, I do.
Right. Well, I remember running from class to class in college, catching
Duke and Anna's wedding and making sure I didn't miss anything. So I've been watching forever. So it's been especially great for me as a longtime viewer to see the Quartermains back and actually having substantive scenes and having all the vets back. And it's just been so much fun. It's like kind of a throwback in time.
Yeah, totally. I agree. Throwback in time for me too, believe me.
I know. Well, is there anybody that you haven't worked with that you'd really want to? Or
you know, I think like somebody from the old days.
Oh, I just mean like somebody who's on now who you haven't really had any scenes with.
I mean, I'd love to work with like Kate Conley.
Uh-huh.
Whatever her name is, I think, is it Kate or is it like, I think she's like really great. I think she's really like remarkable. I'd love to work with her.
Who is that?
Oh, she plays Kate. I'm not sure the actress, but she plays the dual personality.
Her name is
Connie Falconeri.
11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure.
Well, she's coming to the Habitat Build, so you should definitely come.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
I will. I'll be there.
Okay. All right. I'm going to look for you. I'm going to count on you. But anyway, I just wanted to call in and tell you how much fun it's been having you back.
Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you.
Fun to call, Carrie.
Happy holidays.
Okay. You too. Take care.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Carrie.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Carrie. And I was going to say, how lucky is Alice, the wardrobe person that gets to dress Ian? I don't know about you girls, but I would do that for free. Okay.
Yeah. You don't have to pay us.
No. I've heard Alice is really sweet.
Okay.
We got Tony.
Tony.
Tony. Oh, that's me. Hello.
Hello.
Ian, hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You caught me off guard. I was taking a sip of some water. Not really brandy, but that's okay.
Water? Yes. I don't believe water.
Yeah, right.
Listen.
We know you better than that, Tony.
Marianne, be nice.
Okay.
Sorry, Tony.
I have to. Yeah, no,
I'll try.
Yeah, you're right. You'll try. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta tell you, of all the things that I've noticed, just as a viewer, and you know, as somebody in the business, I gotta tell you, the most highest compliment that I can pay somebody is that when I see you on screen as you know Duke or Faison Duke or whatever, I don't see you. I don't see Ian. I see only the character. And that's a little disconcerting because here I am talking to you. You know, we chatted before. We've tweeted before. But when I look at you on GH, that is only the character. And that's really weird because that means you're doing your job.
Yeah, sure.
And obviously, that's what I mean. I know that's what they pay you for, but it's like I would have thought like, oh yeah, that's I know I talked with him, that's Ian, but it's not. It's Duke or Faison or whatever. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out.
Well, thank you, Tony. I appreciate that.
I kind of had a question about you in general, getting off not necessarily on the soap thing, but do you, if you had a choice between. I don't want to say hero or villain, but, you know, romantic leader villain. Do you have a preference to, I mean, I know you will take whatever comes your way, but do you have a personal preference, like what you do, to play the good guy or the baddie?
As long as it's kind of interesting. I mean, I honestly don't really like playing, like, good guys so much. As long as that kind of makes sense to me, then I'd love to play it. But then I'll play, like, anything, which is...
Is your when you're doing the bad guy, do you... I mean, because there's... You know, I didn't even realize you had done this, and I'm so sorry.
apparently you'd done a cartoon character for a while.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, and I caught that the other day on YouTube. Wow, that is really cool. But do you have, like, you know, in today's films, there's bad guys that are, I guess, representative of what is really, truly bad out in the world. And then there's the opposite side of the spectrum, sort of the cartoonish panto sort of stuff. And then there's the middle of the road sort of, I don't know, like Bond villain sorts of guys that are sort of the best of both worlds. If you could have any villain-esque sort of role, if it were to come your way, would you have a preference? Would it be something that you was like, I would really just love to do this?
You know what? I don't know. I wouldn't. My preference right now is to, like, exactly where I am is, like, really pretty sweet to come back with, like, a character who was kind of a bad boy who became good and then became, like, you know, now to come back with the whole Faison thing. I honestly, like, a preference? No, I have no preference. I just, like, if something is really well written and I like to kind of commit wholeheartedly to any single thing that is presented before me, so...
Is that something that came from the acting school, the Strasberg line?
Maybe Strasberg, maybe from David Lynch, maybe just like basically sort of with encouragement just to kind of commit wholeheartedly to
right.
And not to kind of think like how anybody perceived it, which is, you know, kind of, which I don't really think about how people perceive what I do. I just kind of think about putting my heart and soul into it, doing my best, and I mean, really, just like hoping that the character gets to kind of have like some kind of life and gets to survive. But I've never really played upon like anything about popularity. I never have, so.
Yeah, it's sort of like the whole thing of you, no matter what the part is, you've got to play it truthfully.
You've got to play. You have to play. You have to play the. You have to play. Play. I've honestly like played everything with like truth, and when you do that, when you play like really like just like heart and soul, like just like as a character, it's like, you know, like people like it. Some people don't like it, but you know what. Like, you know, 48% of our population did not like our president, but, you know, enough people liked him. And so it's like just you kind of go like, you know what? It can't be 90%. It can't be 100%. It just has to be whatever it is.
As much as we all love the bad guy, you know, that you play.
Yeah, the bad guy. But the bad guy with a good heart, like heart of gold. And I've always loved playing these, like, you know, the... It's just kind of interesting to kind of play like, you know, to play like a bad guy who like wants to be good. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that because
yeah.
I kind of that's not necessarily who I am, but it's like a bad guy who wants to be good, who finds a reason to be good, who falls in love with somebody, who. Then he wants to be good. But all, you know, all the whole, you know, temptation to be bad is still there. So,
I think the consensus in the chat room is that, you know, they love you playing bad guys, but Duke Lavery all the way.
Yeah, Duke Lavery is like a very good guy. His intentions are really good. I think he's like a very high standard. So,
yeah. So,
thank you, Tony.
Okay. No problem, Ian. Thank you very much for your time.
Happy holidays. The very best for you. Like, Happy New Year. Like,
same to you. Oh, one more thing real quick. How do you pronounce the word S-L-A-I-N-T-E?
S-L-A-I-N-T-E.
How's that pronounced?
I have no idea.
Sliente?
I have no idea. Like Italian or like Celtic?
I thought it was a Scottish word.
Oh.
I think it's Celtic. It's Sliente.
Okay.
Like my son's name is Aaron.
Okay.
Well, that's a good... I had no idea. I really thought that was a Scottish word. Mm-hmm. I think it's Old Celtic.
Okay. Like,
sounds I could
like
be wrong,
flake,
but I think
like,
so.
Doesn't sound like flatia or something? Like flatia?
Flatia.
Yeah, maybe. I'll do some research. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Please, I might be wrong.
It'll pop up a Scottish trifle picture.
Google it.
No. Google it.
Thank you,
Google
Joey.
It. Somebody Google it.
Have a good night. Thank you.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Bye, Tony.
Thank you. And now we have who you were asking for. She's been waiting very patiently. Here you go. S-L-I-A-N-T-E. Sosha.
Sosha.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Sosha.
Oh, my God. Have you been on hold for how long?
An hour, and my face has been red and hot as a beet since then because
good,
I heard you were asking
Lord.
For me.
Good Lord. Good Lord, I can't believe it. How are you, darling?
She's begging.
You were asking for me, so I've been just blushing constantly for the last hour.
How are you, honey?
Oh, gosh, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Waiting for you.
Oh, my. I wasn't trying to play hard to get, and unlike what our very kind and funny co-hosts were saying, I wasn't wanting to make you beg. It's just that you are so sweet and generous with your time with me on Twitter, I wanted to give everybody else a chance. So.
Wow. Now listen to you. How great is that? How perfect. Now you become perfect. There you go.
Ian called me perfect. I can die
now.
Now
you become perfect. Oh, my God.
Oh, just, I'm kind of at a loss for words right now. I just, I have questions. Was there anything you wanted to say to me? Is that why you were asking for me?
No question. Yeah, there are some things I want to say to you, but, like, questions first.
Okay, sure. The first thing is the tartan you made for us, which everybody
mm-hmm.
loves.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing, I spoke to the people at the website, and
mm-hmm.
the thing is that some of us want to, like, order gear with that tartan, but the problem is the only people that can do it are the people that have created it, so that would be you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I wanted to know if you would mind if I reproduced it so that people could order through me and I could be the facilitator.
No, sure. Should I arrange that?
If it's not too much trouble for you and you want to try, I know you're really busy.
No, I can do that. I have, like, 10 minutes off tomorrow.
So work efficiently, right?
That would
exactly.
be really cool if we
I can
could
do
that.
That.
You, that
are
would
you
be
kidding?
Cool.
I'll do that. Not just for
love
you,
it.
But for everybody. I'd love that. I'll do that.
Okay, cool. Well, if
I'll
you
that.
Need any help... Okay, great. Well, then I will touch base with you in like a week or so and see where that is. Cause, you
do
know,
it this week.
We
do it this week. This week is going to be like crazy because it's like Christmas and I have like...
okay.
Yeah.
What's the best way to contact you? Do you prefer like a PM on Facebook or...
Do that. DM on Twitter.
On Twitter? Okay. Because
yeah.
I sent you some
perfect.
DMs before, and I wasn't expecting a response to the DMs, but I don't know if you got them or not. So, anyway.
I sent
you my contact information through DM because we had discussed the fan club thing, or not the fan club thing, the fan club weekend fan event thing. So I just, I wasn't expecting anything back. I just wanted you to have that information because we did offer to help, and we're sincere about that.
Perfect. Love that. Thank
okay.
you.
Cool. Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, well, I do have the pronunciation.
Okay.
I guess, wait a second. Somebody else has
Oh, it's coming up next caller.
I just saw that in the chat room. I had it. The one I was looking up was French, but because I heard it say S, but he was talking about S. So I guess there's a next caller that's going to give us the pronunciation for the word that means health in Irish. So... thank you, Sosha. It was awesome for you to call in.
Scotia,
cool.
You've gone? Are you gone already?
No, I'm not gone already. I had one more question for you, and then you wanted to talk to me, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My next question was for those of us that are wanting to maybe give a little bit more back this Christmas. I know you support the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and I was wondering if you would be willing to share some of the other charities and good causes that you support.
The Los Angeles United Mission, I support. Susan Flannery's, she and I both support that.
Okay,
United
excellent.
United Mission of Los Angeles. So as of today, we're both feeding maybe a couple thousand people on Christmas Day, which I think is just a nice thing to do, I believe.
Absolutely. Well, I will look them up. I'm sure they've got to have a website or something somewhere
they do.
And see how we can chip in.
I will contact you.
All right, excellent.
I'll send you that
link. I do follow you, so you know you can DM me whatever you want to do.
I don't follow you under one name. I'm not sure whether I follow you.
You do. You follow me. You follow me under two actually, because I have a Scotia's Been Bad account for when I go to Twitter jail.
we're not following that over the whole season. That's not no. I'll follow you under the Scotia's Being Good.
I'll change it then. How about Scotia's Being Good?
Okay, love you, darling. Have a great
time. Oh, love
you too,
sir.
Thank you.
What did you want to tell me? Was there anything else?
No, thank you. I just want to say thank you for all your wonderful insight and your great support. And
oh gosh, you're making me blush again. My face is going to be hot for a year. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for being so generous on Twitter and replying to my tweets. And
thank you, my darling. I appreciate that too. It's my pleasure. Always my pleasure.
Well, thank you. Absolutely love you. You have a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthful New Year as well.
Thank you. Thank you, my darling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Scotia. Happy holidays.
Scotia. Bye-bye.
Aww. Bye.
Marianne?
Okay, we have... Oh, whoops.
Yes.
Is Marianne there?
Yes, Marianne's here.
Marianne, it's 8:30 in California.
Yes, it's 11:30 here. Are you ready to go and eat your dinner?
I just, I'm getting kind of close, but you tell me. Honey, you're the boss.
I'm the boss.
You're,
just like vanilla,
honey,
huh?
You're the boss. You tell me. If you want me here for another 2 hours, then...
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I'll take you for another 2 hours.
And I'll be
here. Do we have any more callers? I don't know.
We have Maddie. She's going to help with the pronunciation of this word that Tony was asking about. She's on next. My husband had come in and said that if it was the F, it's French, but the S, if you use the S instead of F, it is Irish. So hold on. Here's Maddie.
Hey, Maddie.
Okay.
Hello, Anne. Good evening. Thank you. I just wanted to say Smancha to you.
Smancha.
Yeah. So I think that's what they were going for. Good health and cheers to you in Irish. Because that's what you brought to so many of us through your work on General Hospital. And I'll throw in a go of my gut while we're at it. Again, just simply to say thank you in the Irish language. So I don't know any Scots, you've been a real gentleman speaking to all of us tonight, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you. And I know that you've answered a lot of questions tonight. I was just wondering, many of us were hoping for a bit of a Duke and Robin reunion, and I'm sure you can't comment on Kimberly's status with the show at the moment, but I wondered if you might be able to tell us if you'd filmed at all with the little girl who plays Emma. Just we've enjoyed seeing you work with children in the past.
Oh, my gosh.
She's
so amazing. That little
she's
girl
adorable.
Is so wonderful. So wonderful. I actually was at the studio the other day, and I said, oh my gosh, they have to bring her back soon before she gets any older. She has to come in when she still is at this wonderful, wonderful. She is so amazing, like so sweet and so adorable. But also because Kimberly McCullough, to me, I mean, I never really had worked that much with like children or, and Kimberly McCullough had a great influence on my entire life. And now, of course, you know, now as an adult, I know her, but she was like so amazing as a child. I just like totally like I loved her. I loved like I didn't kind of interesting because you know I was kind of young going through like everything I was going through, but trying to pay attention to her. And now I hear from her, then I paid more attention than I thought I actually did. I was like she when I see her, she goes like, oh my God, you were so kind and you were so attentive. And I was like, really? Wasn't I like so full of myself? She was like, you have no idea. You have no idea. You were just like, you totally just paid attention to me. And I love that. So with like all of these like young people that we get to come in contact with, I mean, really, like you just kind of hope that I kind of hope that as Kimberly has really kind of reminded me or kind of reinforced with me that you have to do your best and pay attention and just like pay attention because, you know, these are young people who are like influenced and even the babies that play like Sammy's Sammy's child, like Sammy and like maybe Jason's child. Oh my God, they're so sweet.
Adorable.
So sweet. So sweet. Those kids are just like, you want to just like eat them up. I mean, really, like they're like so sweet. And I think like I see them and I go like, you know, maybe like, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, will they remember this time? Yes, I know now they will. Now they will.
Good memory.
Yeah, totally.
Wow. Well, that's lovely. Thank you. Thank you for your thoughts on that. I won't keep you, but again, we...
Happy holidays.
Yes, and to you.
Very happy New Year. Happy, prosperous, healthy New Year to you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Maddie.
Thanks. Well, yeah, we can wrap it up. And is there one more caller?
There's one more.
I have something to say. Hi, this is Carrie, a diva doll. I screened your call, Ian. I got a tweet from Patrick Muldoon. He wanted me to tell you that he will see you at Gail's birthday party.
Oh, sure. Of course he will. On New Year's Day. Yeah, he will. I'll be there.
Oh, cool.
Great. I'll let him know.
Yeah. Tell him. I'll be there. Tell him I'm like...
Tell him accepting trifle orders.
Ask him, there'll be no trifle. Will he validate my party?
Are you taking that to the party? Okay. Well, Ian, we'll let you go now. You go for your dinner. And I just want to thank you. It was a wonderful evening. I know I know everyone had a good time.
We loved it. You're just
yeah,
so
we loved
good.
It.
So
it was fun. A
you
lot of laughs.
Anna
a lot of
there?
Fun,
Rose is there? Marianne's there?
What's that?
Who's there?
This is Marianne. And
just
Anna.
Marianne?
Yes.
And Rose.
And Rose.
Anna.
Okay, and Anna, yes, you're also there.
Carrie,
we're all here.
Thank
you. I love you girls. I appreciate absolutely like all of your support and all of your like wonderful generosity. I wish you the very, very best for the holiday season, and I look forward to having you be a part of my life as we move forward.
Aww.
Thank you.
Well, we love
thank you, Ian.
You're wonderful.
Yeah.
And thank you
yeah.
for your time tonight. And you're always so generous with us, and we just really appreciate it.
Ladies.
And
ladies.
Happy holidays to you.
My pleasure.
Merry Christmas.
Always my pleasure.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Thank
always
you.
A pleasure.
Thank you, girls.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
thank
work.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Thank you, Ian.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everybody. I'm going to end the show for tonight.
Okay.
Oh,
thanks, everyone. That was
fun.
Yeah.
Thanks to all
yeah,
the
thanks.
Callers. And
we learned a lot
here.
Tonight. Yeah.
Oh, it
yes.
was wonderful. Ian's always so interesting and so warm.
He
and
is,
sweet.
Yeah.
And a little bit naughty.
Looking forward to his recipe, his charcoal recipe.
A little bit naughty, like Anna
a little
said.
Bit and, naughty, yeah.
And it was a blast.
A little bit
it
nice.
Was really a blast. Thank you, Marianne.
Yes. Oh, yes. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Carrie, for getting the calls and Rose helping with the dashboard and Anna. Thanks.
Yeah.
It was a fun.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well,
okay.
We really enjoyed it. Take care.
Okay.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye,
everyone.
Bye, everybody in the chat room, too. Thanks, everyone in the chat room.
Bye.
Was in there. Bye-bye.
Bye.